Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. My new book is all about divorce. In fact, it's called How to Get Divorced Without Losing Your Blouse. And it's no secret that one of the leading causes of divorce is money issues. But did you know that money can also have the opposite effect? In other words, that a strong money relationship can actually strengthen your relationships. And if you're single, they can have a positive effect. You see, managing your money provides you with choices, and it turns out that having choices is very liberating. So here are three things that you can do to strengthen your marriage and your relationship with money. Number one, talk about money. If you're coming into a marriage, or even if you've been there for a while, talk about money issues, starting with your assets and your debts. Number two, decide on your priorities as a couple. In other words, make some decisions about how you will spend and save your money. If necessary, take baby steps, like deciding if you will have joint, separate, or a combination of accounts, especially for household expenses. Number three, know when to ask for help. Sometimes, try as you may, you might not be able to do it on your own. So get help. A financial advisor or other professional can sometimes help you get to where you want to go and save your marriage in the balance. And that brings me back to number one, talk about money. We're all so different. How could you possibly expect to make your money lives work if you don't know who and what you're dealing with? And that's the minute for today. Did you miss a minute? You can listen to them all again, along with my notes and resources at mindingyourmoney.org. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember, minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.